From the capital to the heart, why this painting belongs here. MAGA, Make America Great Again, is indeed an inspiring slogan, but we must first ask, what is America, and what is our tradition? These questions cannot be answered merely by shouting slogans. Without a deep understanding of ideology and a profound comprehension of human nature, people cannot truly grasp what greatness or excellence means. Slogans alone only make people more naive and immature. The human heart cannot be transformed by slogans, nor can it be pacified by self-interest. What the human heart truly needs is rebirth. Blindly following the crowd in moments of emotional ecstasy easily leads to disaster. Looking back to the 18th and 19th centuries, ideals such as freedom, equality, human rights, divine authority, and checks and balances form the nation's guiding principles. At their core lay one essential truth, reverence for God. When that core value is lost, God himself is abandoned. National prosperity and good governance depend on the ability to govern the human heart, through laws and systems that guide people toward justice and holiness. The near century of America's glory was rooted in the people's reverence for God. It was God who granted us prosperity. Attempts to achieve ideological renewal through capitalism, industrialization, or technological progress alone will inevitably result in a nation hijacked by revolution, driven by self-interest, and drifting ever farther from God. Sadly, human nature lacks the capacity to willingly sacrifice for freedom, equality, fraternity, fairness, or justice. Only when people are willing to confess their sins, repent, and rediscover a sense of awe will God's grace return and fairness and justice prevail. Inside the U.S. Capitol hangs an oil painting of General Washington's resignation in 1783, depicting the Founding Father surrendering his command to the Continental Congress. The painting symbolizes that the true ruler of the nation is not the president, but God himself. That is the greatness of Washington. After 8 years of war and the birth of a new nation, Washington knew his task was complete. It was time for civil authority to take its place. The goal was to ensure that individual power and the welfare of the people would exist in harmony, restraining the corruption of human nature while enabling individuals to fully serve the nation. Thus, a system of government was established, presidential in form, yet bound by checks, balances, and the rule of law. All of this was grounded in reverence for God, affirming that he is the true ruler and ultimate sovereign. Washington's example made this truth clear for all to see, hence the painting's place of honor in the Capitol. From this, two lessons become clear. First, to believe that a new founding spirit or a progressive ideology can replace tradition, and to exploit public division to centralize power, will inevitably erode classical liberty and equality. Second, when no one dares to lead the people back to tradition, to abandon decay, and to restrain moral indulgence, the nation will decline. What a nation needs most is reverence for God. Without it, it will lose its blessing. In short, when people's hearts drift away from God, the nation's foremost task is to bring God back into the hearts of its people, to make God great once again. Let God be God. That is the true foundation of governance.